This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. You heard me spell out the website for mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. If you go to the website, you can find local distributors. You put in your zip code, and they'll show you the distributors in your area carrying Mystic Lubricants. And you can see the list of the retailers, too, and you can click through on the links to those individual retailers carrying products like Mystic JT6 Grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments to keep your equipment running, no matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old. You can count on Mystic to keep that equipment running longer. Well, as they say at Mystic, keeping your machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer at their website, mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Those of us in and around the food and agriculture industry and have knowledge of the various aspects of it never cease to be amazed how presumably learned individuals can know so little when it comes to the realities today of how farmers and ranchers grow and raise our food. Case in point is a New York-based company called WeWork. Now, this is a real estate company that offers what they call co-working spaces, with the selling point that it is a community. WeWork is taking the step to ban meat at its company events, and the company says it will not reimburse employee expenses for meals that contain beef, pork, and poultry. A University of Michigan Business School professor, Cindy Schiaponi, says it may be perceived that this is a positive step to want to try to do something for the environment. But she adds that employees who do not subscribe to a meat-free diet may become very disgruntled. From This Week in Agribusiness, this is the busiest month of the year for the aerial applicators right here, working to boost crop yields over the farm fields of the heartland. And every summer, we hear of a mishap of some sort, somewhere, involving a crop duster. There was one that suffered a broken leg when his plane went down this weekend, not far north of Danville, Illinois, near the Illinois-Indiana state line. You might find it interesting, though, the National Aerial Applicators Association cites data showing that the rate of accidents for the crop dusters is actually just about the same as that for other non-commercial pilots. It was a rather spectacular fire the other morning at Omaha, Nebraska, on the Dodge Expressway. As a semi-trailer became engulfed in flames, it produced a lot of flames, a lot of smoke. There were traffic delays, but no one was hurt. The cargo in that roasted trailer was hot dogs. Thousands and thousands of hot dogs. Social media images showed the semi-trailer almost completely burned, with some close-ups of the cooked cargo. And the Twitterverse was alive with puns and smart remarks about that. Author Mort Mortensen tweeted, "Quick, we need 400 gallons of mustard. Stat. A ton of relish wouldn't hurt either." That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.